How can parents monitor their children's media use, whether that's on a smartphone, tablet, or computer?
The difference between a smartphone and a computer is the portability issue. With a computer, even a laptop, we can work with our kids on controlling it. We used to tell families, keep the computer in a public place in home, in the kitchen, in the living room, some place where you can help monitor what your kids are doing. But nowadays, that's becoming very challenging, depending on how the house is set up or with everybody having laptops. Many families are finding the concept of a family computer is not realistic anymore. So we try to be flexible with families on how to work around that recommendation that we've had for a very long time at the American Academy of Pediatrics. A more reasonable recommendation with laptops, for example, is have your kids keep their door open where you can see the screens and pop in. I do that with my teenagers. They have laptops, and if they were both in the kitchen doing homework, we'd have World War III breakout. So we just have them do their homework in their rooms, and one of us pops in all the time. And if you raise your kids in a way where they have good digital responsibility, that really works. In our high school, they're going to a laptop program. There is just zero way that we can monitor every time they are on their laptop. So what you really need to do is sit down and have a nice conversation with your kids about this is how we expect you to use it, this is when it's going to be turned off. Kids that are busy and doing a lot of homework, they want to get off that computer and do something else pretty quickly. The kids you have to look out for are the ones that are so glued to Facebook that they'd never get off of it. And for those kids, you just create a home rule. It's easy on a laptop. It's easy on a desktop. Where it's not so easy is on a smartphone where they're carrying it all the time. They can put it in their pocket, in their purse, in their backpack. You have no idea what they're doing on it. And more than that, you can't really monitor it. So if you're worried about your child, the monitoring programs that we can put on a computer aren't quite as sophisticated as on a smartphone. You can get some programs. All of our cell phone carriers have parental locks, but most kids can undo those. So the best way of working with your kids on a smartphone is to have a plan where everybody charges it in some public place at 9, 10 at night. That phone has to leave the bedroom, and that makes really good sense for sleep. Some of their friends don't sleep, or they're up till crazy hours because they're teenagers, and the texting and the beeping of the phones will keep them up at night. Have everybody charge the phones in the kitchen or in the den or some computer place. We have a little charge pad in my office at home where my daughter just charges her iPhone, and that's a great way for her to get the phone out of her bedroom. Before she started doing that, she would just hear the beeping of texting and all sorts of stuff at night, and it was really killing her sleep. For my younger high schooler, she doesn't have an iPhone yet. We're just going to wait until she's a little bit older. She's perfectly fine with it. She finds the thing big and bulky and just doesn't want to carry something so big right now. Also, remember to tell your kids that these are expensive devices, and if you buy it for them, that's your trump card, that you actually own the device. You're actually paying the bill. So you reserve the right always to check it and make sure that they're not going online and going to areas that you don't want them to. You can check the history of their Safari or whatever browser they use on their smartphone. You can check their applications and see what they're doing. So work out a system with them where you can make sure they're using it smartly. And if they're not, take it away. Get them a phone that's a little bit less appealing in terms of distraction.